T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Yes.
Steve is into the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning, 37 degrees. Add another name to the list of Democrats officially seeking the White House.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is exploring a run, no more.
I'm running for president, and it's why I'm asking you for your support.
Gillibrand has been a staunch critic of the president throughout his term and pushed the theme of bravery in her campaign video posted on social media yesterday.
Brave doesn't pit people against each other. Brave doesn't put money over lives. Brave doesn't spread hate.
Gillibrand does have stops scheduled in key states like Iowa and New Hampshire, but plans to show her bravery next week at her campaign kickoff outside Trump International in New York City. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
At least one person has died and two others missing in floodwaters that have swamped towns and farmland, washed out roads and bridges, and drowned livestock in Nebraska.
A 50-year-old man from Columbus, Nebraska, was driving his tractor to rescue stranded motorists on a county road cut off by flooding Thursday when a bridge he was crossing collapsed. James Wilkes' body was found downstream. Officials in another part of Nebraska say a Norfolk man was seen on top of his flooded car late Thursday before being swept away in the water, and another man is missing after being swept away by waters when a dam collapsed. The flooding has developed in the wake of a late winter storm that overwhelmed rivers and creeks with rain and snowmelt. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Michigan man will be sentenced this summer for stealing more than $90,000 from banks in 5 states, including Kansas.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says 27-year-old DeAndre Buckley stole people's identifying information and got fake driver's licenses to impersonate bank customers. When entering a bank branch, Buckley wore a sling on his arm or bandaged his fingers together in case bank tellers asked why the signatures on the withdrawal slip didn't match the account owner's signature on file. In all, Buckley entered 17 bank branches over a 5-month period from October 2017 to February 2018. He will be sentenced June 25th. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
With the recent changes in the tax law, many people have been surprised with an unexpected tax bill. Michael Devine is with the Internal Revenue Service.
When you got the job that you've got now, you did a W-4 form, and that tells your boss how much money to withhold from your paycheck every week or 2 weeks or every month. There are tables that go with that, and so depending on what that W-4 says, depends how much comes out of your paycheck. Last year, there were big changes to the tax law, so when you're doing your taxes this year, you may get surprised if you didn't adjust your withholding.
Devine says it's important to give yourself as much of the year to withhold additional money as you need.
The Supreme Court is stepping back into gerrymandering this week and next.
Justices hear arguments today on whether lawmakers in Virginia relied too heavily on race in drawing legislative districts. Challengers from some Virginia districts say African American voters were illegally packed in the districts, diluting representation. The state's House of Delegates has argued in lower courts it followed federal law. Next week, the court considers partisan gerrymandering and will try to decide when, if ever, state officials go too far in favoring one political party over another. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
We're seeing just a few high clouds in south central Kansas this morning. Mostly sunny today with a high near 60. Tonight's going to be cloudy and cool, our low 41. Then scattered showers arrive tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday's high 59. Rain will move out Tuesday night. Then breezy and 56 for the high on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holiday.
Now partly cloudy, 37 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS Entertainment News, The Blur, with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Sad news, the legendary surf guitarist Dick Dale has died at the age of 81. Earned the title of King of the Surf Guitar with his power chord instrumentals on songs like this one, Miserloo, Let's Go Trippin' as well. building a fan base in the late 1950s Los Angeles before the Beach Boys. He played so loud that he could blow up the amplifiers. And then he worked with legendary guitar builder Leo Fender to make a custom model amp and guitar. In developing his own guitar style, Dale would pound rather than pluck the strings. He would frequently shred guitar picks while playing. Of course, his music was used on soundtracks. Quentin Tarantino put a bunch of it on.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Kind of renaissance there for Dick Dale. Surf guitarist Dick Dale has died at the age of 81. Another death. It was 10 years ago on this day that Tony-winning actress Natasha Richardson passed away at a New York hospital. Remember, a couple days after she suffered a head injury,
right,
skiing in Canada, married to Liam Neeson. She was 45 when she passed. It was 10 years ago today. A new documentary about a failed blood testing company premieres.
Elizabeth Holmes is now facing charges of wire fraud and conspiracy. But in 2015, Forbes magazine named her as the youngest and wealthiest self-made woman in America, as her company, Theranos, was valued at $9 billion.
Everyone worshipped the ground she walked on. She could do no wrong. She was the next Steve Jobs.
Now a new HBO documentary traces the rise and fall of Holmes and Theranos, which claimed to have devised revolutionary blood tests.
Elizabeth came to me, and she described her idea. It's impossible, physically.
The Inventor, Out for Blood in Silicon Valley, premieres tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on HBO. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Let's get up close with the star of a new movie.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on star of the new romantic drama, 5 Feet Apart, Cole Sprouse. Sprouse co-stars with Haley Lou Richardson as teens with cystic fibrosis, undergoing treatment, falling in love despite having to keep their distance. The 6-foot rule refers to a recommendation from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation regarding cross-infection.
That was actually part of the goal of the film, was to bring a tremendous amount of awareness to the disease.
The main character blogs during the movie, giving the audience information about the disease. And Sprouse says the stars had plenty of resources on set.
We had medical professionals on board with us and patients of cystic fibrosis to sort of teach us the details about treatments and the sort of psychology that a lot of these patients deal with, because they're often quite young. So we really did a lot of research for this.
And when it comes to a life-changing role, Cole was moved.
It's one of those projects and one of those roles, and cystic fibrosis is one of those communities that I hope puts things into perspective for a lot of people.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
At the movies, another big weekend for a female superhero.
I'm Jane Metzler.
I'm not going to fight your war.
This superhero saga still strong. Captain Marvel making another $69.3 million, topping the box office a second straight weekend. Its global take, $760 million so far. An animated family film finishing well back in second.
It's time to open the park.
Wonder Park pulling in just $16 million in a disappointing debut. Opening in third.
People with cystic fibrosis aren't supposed to get within 6 feet because we could end up catching each other's bacteria.
5 feet apart, taking in $13.2 million, finishing fourth.
Beyond the edge of the world lies the home of the dragons.
How to Train Your Dragon 3 making another $9.3 million in fifth.
We here because your daddy's dead. I'll be coordinating the funeral. I hope y'all can appreciate what I'm going to try to do.
Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral taking in $8.1 million. That's Fox on Film.
A woman's tribute to a classic cartoon and not sitting well with her neighbors.
A San Francisco Bay Area town is saying yabba dabba don't to the owner of what's now known as the Flintstone House. They allege a violation of local codes because of dinosaur sculptures in the backyard and other landscaping changes. The town of Hillsboro filing a complaint against Florence Fang, the owner. Fang bought the orange and purple bulbous-shaped house in 2017 and began putting memorabilia from the 1960s cartoon in both the front and backyards, along with a sign in the driveway that reads, Yabba Dabba Doo. A code enforcement panel labeled it a highly visible eyesore. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
One of YouTube's biggest stars earns her own late-night network talk show.
Lily Singh taking over the Last Call with Carson Daly spot on NBC, becoming the only woman late-night talk show host on the network. The show, A Little Late with Lily Singh, will feature comedy sketches and interviews. The 30-year-old rose to fame sharing inspirational and funny videos on her YouTube channel, Superwoman.
And I'm totally content in life until I jump onto Facebook and see another status about someone getting engaged. Oh, now I'm eating a Mars bar and Googling pictures of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Singh sang in a statement, an Indian-Canadian woman with her own late-night show. Now that is a dream come true. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Had a fun outing on Saturday night. A couple of buddies of mine, we went down to the Kansas Star Casino to see Bob Eubanks, the great game show host of years past. And they did a kind of a tribute to game shows, Hollywood's greatest game shows, and Bob Eubanks came out and just gave us a couple hours of entertainment. It was pretty fun.
That's so.
Had a good night. I'd never been down to the casino. My first trip down there.
All right.
So yeah, we had a good time and got to hang with Bob Eubanks for a while. So that was fun. Had a good time Saturday night. Two movie anniversaries today. Two movies that couldn't quite be much more different from each other if you could try. This is the 60th anniversary of the release of The Diary of Anne Frank. That movie came out 60 years ago today, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning play about the life of Anne Frank.
Right.
Film got nominated for 8 Oscars, and it won 3, including Best Supporting Actress for Shelley Winters.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it came out the same year as Ben-Hur, so most of the Oscars it did not win that year went to Ben-Hur. But
sure.
Diary of Anne Frank got 3 Oscars that year, and it's a pretty dang good movie if you've ever seen it.
It is good.
It's
very good.
Really, really well done, and of course, based on a true and tragic story. So it's worth your time if you ever get to see it. The Diary of Anne Frank, celebrating its 60th anniversary today. And celebrating its 25th anniversary today, Naked Gun 33 and a third, The Final Insult. The last of the trilogy of the Naked Gun movies with Leslie Nielsen. Of course, the 33 and a third is a reference to the long playing record. The original title of the movie was going to be The Naked Gun 33 and a third, Just for the Record. But the studio executives felt that audiences would not get the joke.
Oh.
But yet, they left it in. It's still called Naked Gun 33 and a third, so why change it? I don't know why they changed it.
Network executives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course, you had the old cast back together, Priscilla Presley. It was the last movie for O.J. Simpson.
What happened to him?
Before more tragic events took over his life. The movie features one of the more interesting collections of cameos. Here's people who made live cameos in this movie. Diane Carroll, Shannon Doherty, Vic Damone, Olympia Dukakis, Morgan Fairchild, Elliot Gould, Mariel Hemingway, Florence Henderson, James Earl Jones, Mary Lou Retton, Raquel Welch, Vanna White, Weird Al, Pia Zadora, and Ann B. Davis all appeared in this movie.
Did you say Ann B. Davis?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the film did win 2 Golden Raspberry Awards. Worst Supporting Actor for O.J. and Worst New Star for Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith.
And you might remember there was an image used to promote this film. You remember the famous Annie Leibovitz cover of Demi Moore pregnant and naked on the cover of Vanity Fair?
Right, right.
And then they did a parody of that with Leslie Nielsen naked and pregnant.
Oh.
And Annie Leibovitz sued Paramount Pictures. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals said, hey, that's protected under fair use because it's for a parody. Leslie Nielsen won that lawsuit.
33 and a third.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, serving Wichita and the surrounding areas. You got an appliance that needs installed or repaired, they'll fix you up. Call Terry or Rachel at 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Boeing's looking at a software fix for the troubled 737. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Talk about that with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.